It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
There are lots of details to discuss when you're getting married. Like, do you guys share the same bank account?
That's important.
You're going to merge bank accounts? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you get rid of the family dog?
What? Why would you do that?
You can't go into a new marriage with the same old dog. Everybody knows that. So.
No, what?
And where does the mistress sleep?
Okay.
Probably in the doghouse.
Again.
It's empty now, at least.
Makes sense.
For the time being.
Wow, I'm so glad you're married, Jubal.
Figured out all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
But Gabe is on the phone for an Awkward Tuesday phone call today, and he apparently has an issue with his upcoming marriage. What's up, Gabe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. So you've already gotten rid of the dog and stuff?
Yeah, thank you. We took care of all that business.
Okay, good,
oh, yeah.
Good. Who wants to start a new marriage with the same old pet?
Okay, guys.
No, Gabe, what's your issue? Your email was not that detailed, so what's the problem with your upcoming marriage?
Oh, well, my fiance Amanda and I are getting married in 6 weeks.
Okay, that's the problem?
No.
Oh, no, that's a big deal. Congratulations, Gabe.
Thank you. Thank you. No, actually, everyone is pretty excited, including us.
Congrats.
Yeah, but, you know, we had to take care of the business, so we decided prenup, and this was mutual.
Okay.
I'm doing really well right now in my career, and, you know, I'm kind of moving up the ranks pretty quick.
Did you call in just to brag about that?
You're a millionaire?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first thing I wanted to do is talk about myself. So that will get that
out
of the way.
That was it. My Awkward Tuesday phone call is done. How awkward is it that I make more money than you guys?
Yeah. Thanks, guys. I'm really successful. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm broke, idiots.
All right. Listen, though, you guys. Prenup, I feel like, is a big decision. Does she not make any money?
No, it's a tricky situation. Actually, the thing is that she is actually doing very well. And the idea is kind of to protect what we've already worked so hard for individually before we join together.
Okay. That's cool. You guys sound like you get along. Maybe you should get married.
Thanks. I think we will, except for her parents.
Wait, what?
Wait, what does that mean?
Yeah. Well, that means that's the problem. That's kind of why I'm calling. So they're really nice, but they live about a mile and a half away from our place, and they visit all the time. And that, you know, at first that was great, but now it's every weekend and even some weekdays, completely just out of the blue, unannounced.
I mean, yeah, but if you're engaged to someone who only lives a mile and a half from their mom and dad, it's kind of expected. Like, I feel like you knew what you were getting when you signed up for this.
Well, I didn't know that. It feels like every time I'm settling into a groove of just the two of us, then boom, there's Rick and Liz showing up.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Liz, you again.
Hey, yeah.
Does this have something to do with the prenup?
So this is what happened. After the discussions with my fiance about this and feeling like it wasn't going anywhere, I set up a meeting with my lawyer and I added a clause to the prenup. About limiting the amount that her parents can come to this.
You can do that?
I didn't know that.
You can put a clause in a prenup that says your in-laws can't come over?
Yes.
So you basically say she doesn't get any money if your in-laws come over X amount of times, is what you said in the prenup.
From my point of view, I don't think it's wrong to say don't come over until we invite you. And that's all that I've been trying to say forever, and it just doesn't seem like anybody's listening to me, so that's why I had to take this step.
So she doesn't know, though, that you've put this, what would you call it, an in-laws
clause?
In-laws clause, yeah.
She doesn't know that you've put an in-laws clause in your prenuptial agreement.
No, she does not.
She is not going to sign that. There is no way she's going to sign that.
Well, I think if she understands the concept behind it, she'll get it.
But you're asking her essentially to pick you over her parents, and that's not a choice anyone should have to make.
See, that's the thing. I'm not telling her to choose. I just need to see less of them. Less. That's it.
Just less.
I feel like an easier solution would be for you to quit your job, find a job in another city, move cities, move your fiancé with you, and then start a whole new life.
Yeah, but I guarantee you Rick and Liz would show up on the next block.
Oh, we just moved in next door. That's weird.
And that's fine. You know, if that happens, they can come over as long as we invite them over. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Well, and if she's not compromising on you with it, you might as well get the law involved and drop a document. That's what I say.
Wow, this is such a beautiful start to a new marriage.
I get it. Okay. I know it seems harsh, but I think I'm doing the right thing. I need to break it to her in the right way, and that's why I need help.
Okay. So you want to call her with your Awkward Tuesday phone call and tell her that you've added an in-laws clause to your prenup.
Yes.
Okay.
And you need our advice on how to do that.
Yes, please.
Other than changing your identity and moving out of the country after you tell her.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay, well, we'll think about it. We'll play a song, come back, and then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, hang on.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
And if you're just joining us for today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, Gabe is on the phone, and he's about to call his fiancée, Amanda. They've actually agreed to get a prenuptial agreement. They're both cool on that, except he added a portion that she doesn't know about yet that says that her in-laws can't just drop by whenever they want.
Yeah.
I guess they're over there all the time, and he has a problem with it. He's asked her to stop it, but she hasn't said anything. So now he's actually put it in writing in the prenuptial agreement, and he has to break the news to her right now. He wanted our advice. So, Gabe, my advice to you is don't do the Awkward Tuesday phone call. Don't do the prenup thing. Just start doing naked yoga 24 hours a day in your house. That'll stop them from showing up unannounced.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think my mother and mom might actually like that.
Yeah. She might start doing naked yoga with you, and then you're really screwed.
You find finally one happy family solution to the whole mess.
Yeah, well, maybe. I'll think about it.
Well,
you guys,
I'm going to dial her phone number right now, and then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Good luck, my friend. Here we go.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hey, baby.
Hey, love. How are you doing?
Hey, good. What's going on?
Nothing much. What's going on with you?
Oh, man. I don't know. Just thinking about just kind of taking an early lunch because I'm kind of tired. What are you up to today?
It's actually quiet. If you want to take an early lunch, you want to come over?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to, but I have a stupid meeting with Jimmy. Remember, I set that up like
finish it
stupid.
Fast and come over.
They just take all day. And
I know.
We'll make a good dinner tonight and watch a movie. And we should just go over a couple of unresolved issues with the planning. You know,
what's up?
Yeah. Well, I got the prenup back from the lawyer. So,
cool.
We should, Yeah, it looks pretty good. And it's everything we talked about, essentially. But there is one thing on there that is kind of like it's a new bit that maybe we should probably talk about. So,
what do you mean?
Well, there's a little bit in there that I talked to him about.
What is it?
It's nothing like huge. It's remember.
Okay, you sound really freaked out right now. So why don't you just tell me what's going on?
You know how we talked about your parents about what's going on with that.
Yeah, I know they're kind of annoying sometimes. But what is the prenup thing? Just tell me.
Well, okay. So I added this clause in there that would limit the amount of time that they would, spend at the house,
Wait, so, excuse me?
There's something I put in there that I was doing for us because, I know it sounds hard.
Wait. I think you need to say that again. What?
Okay.
What did you put in there?
It's a clause, and it's broken down. Here, let me just tell you word for word. So your parents get to come over for one holiday of their choice.
They get to come over for one holiday?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you crazy right now? What are you doing?
Well, any holiday can come any holiday they want. You know, we can go over to their house for any other holiday. I'm just saying one holiday, that's the only holiday they get at
our parents are only allowed legally to come over to our house for one holiday a year?
I don't think that's crazy. I mean, that's like what normal people do.
No, I'm sorry. That sounds really crazy
to
me.
Here, just let me tell you the rest.
Please tell me the rest.
Okay, the next part is that they can have two mutually agreed on other visits. We all together mutually agree.
My parents are only allowed to come over to our house two other times a f-ing year when we agree
But then there's the last part. Then they get four pop-ins whenever they want, because I know they love their pop-ins. They love to show up, you know, and
this
just
is the most insane, ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life, Gabe. Are you kidding me right now?
So what
you better tell me this is a joke right now.
No. But listen, I've thought about this a lot. So you can use one of the pop-ins.
Clearly, you've thought about this a lot.
They can use one of the pop-ins for another holiday. Like, say they want to pop in.
You sprung this on me in a prenup agreement where I get penalized if they decide to break it.
No, it's nothing like that.
That's exactly what a prenup is.
I mean, legally speaking, but then...
That's a huge freaking speaking. They're trying to help us plan a wedding right now.
But it's not working. It's not working. They're putting their nose where it doesn't belong. I wake up in the morning
Your solution is to legally penalize me if they decide to come over more than you are comfortable with.
Well, I had to make you listen somehow, and, you know, we're just not...
Wow. Gabe, I don't even know if I want to marry you at this point.
Oh, come on, babe.
No,
come on. That's ridiculous. I think you're overreacting a little bit here, okay?
Are you kidding me? You think I'm overreacting? I will give you an overreaction that you will never forget for the rest of your life, you motherfucker. Damn it. What is that?
That was an overreaction a little bit.
No, it's not at all.
No?
That's appropriate reaction.
Can tell.
Appropriate.
What am I hearing in the background right now?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
What is going on right now?
Gabe, do you want to explain it or you want me to explain it?
Babe, listen, I knew...
Don't ever call me babe again.
Oh!
Yeah.
Maybe you should explain then.
Sure. Hey, Amanda, we're a radio show. I don't know if you've heard of us. Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, and Gabe listens to the show. Gabe told us that he put this clause in your prenup because your parents just come over all the time, I guess, and he wanted to call you and break the news.
You put this on the radio?
Well, I just needed a backup.
Everything I said to you was on the radio?
Yeah, well, I just needed some, you know, I needed some support. I needed a backup. I needed to get the, you know, to...
You are a f***ing asshole.
Okay, hold on. I mean, just so you know, I am 100% on your side right now.
Well, thank you, random woman who I don't know who you are. Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Well, I'm just saying, like, the radio thing, you didn't come off as crazy. Gabe, this is insane. You didn't even tell us what was in the prenup. You just said you were going to limit the in-laws. You didn't give us the pop-ups and the holidays and stuff.
Oh, yes, the pop-ins. That's delightful.
Yes, I put the pop-ins in there. The pop-ins are a good thing. That's what I'm saying. I like the pop-ins, and I know they love the pop-ins, so I put the pop-ins in there.
Yeah, you know
so that
who's not getting a pop-in, like, ever again?
No. Okay, so I like their pop-ins. I just wanted to be occasional.
Yeah,
that's
clearly
all.
You don't.
I had many conversations with you about this.
Believe me, I'm not terribly enthused about my parents dropping by constantly either.
Right.
We're in the middle of planning a wedding. They're here to help us.
Right.
This isn't something that I imagine continuing constantly. And this is something that we need to tactfully deal with. Putting it in a legal document where I am penalized if they don't stick to his rules is the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life.
I'm with you on that one.
Okay, how about this then? And I agree with you. I hear what you're saying. So what if we draft up an agreement between you and I and your parents?
Oh, that is a bad
idea. And then we have... You know, we say to them, here you go, here's whatever holiday, we'll come over whenever you want to come over on this holiday. You can have four pop-ins, you know, or whatever.
You want to draft up a legal agreement between us and my parents?
Well, yes, I mean, because you just said yourself it's a problem, and they don't listen, and I know that too. And this is a way that we can approach that problem, you know, we can...
How about I hear you out, but we need to do some work on those pop-ins and holiday requirement.
Okay, fine. Let's talk about that then. Throw me a number. What do you got?
You really want to have this negotiation right now, live on the radio?
Yeah, let's do it. We got it. We're on it. Let's talk about it now. We're on it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Gabe, you are such a rules guy, yeah. Man.
10 pop-ins, and we negotiate the holidays on a year-by-year basis.
Oh, my God. It sounds like you guys have custody of your parents right now, and you're already figuring out who gets who.
10 pop-ins a year? Or?
Well, you just said 2 pop-ins a year.
How about 7 pop-ins?
4
pop-ins.
Oh, my God, you guys. This is insane.
Let me talk
about
it later.
If one of us is, like, sick and going to the hospital or something? Like, you need to think this through. This is a more complicated issue.
Then we can have emergency pop-ins.
Yeah. And don't worry, Amanda. It's only going to last until you guys have children, and then he's going to want the in-laws over there every day while you're both at work.
Yeah, she's making a real good point, Gabe.
No, that's fine. Then we can renegotiate the terms at that point.
Oh, my God. They're not going to want to help by then, Gabe. They're not going to like you.
7 pop-ins and then 2 scheduled pop-ins.
Scheduled pop-in is not a pop-in.
That's a scheduled visit.
Yeah.
It's
like prison.
Gabe, we are clearly not going to agree on this right now. This is a long... We need to see each other in person.
Yes.
It's a much longer conversation.
Well, Gabe, you should probably schedule a visit then. Not a pop-in. That would be my advice.
Good point.
Just as long as we agree that we're going to talk more about this issue.
Well, will you guys let us at least know what you figure out?
Yes, because all our lives should be public on the radio.
Hey, Amanda, I'm sure there's a lot of people listening that have awful in-laws that want to take a note from what you end up doing.
You better pray that my parents never hear this.
Come on, they're old. They don't even listen to this station. They won't even be awake.
My parents are not geriatric. And again, they don't hear that statement either.
All right, well, hey guys, thank you for your time.
God, I want to go to their wedding.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 says, I would not marry that guy. My mom would actually skin him alive just for saying what he said. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Talking about today's Awkward Tuesday phone call. If you missed it, Gabe wanted to call his fiance Amanda. They have a prenup before they get married. Both of them agreed to it, but he decided to add a little bit to it. An in-laws clause. I didn't even know this kind of thing could happen, but he put something in there to say that her in-laws could only come over a certain amount of times and that they couldn't just drop by anymore, although he did allow a few pop-ins, as he liked to call them, where they could just drop by like maybe 4 times a year or something like that. And Amanda was not happy about it one bit.
Dude, she handled it way better than I would have.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That would have been grounds. That would have definitely been grounds for calling it off.
Wow.
Yeah.
For real. Like, dang. I mean, you're marrying into a family. It's more than just the person. Absolutely.
A lot of people are texting in saying that exact same thing, that they wouldn't go through with the wedding
if somebody put
this in their prenuptial agreement. Text in 78592. Would you call it off or would you still try to work it out? But they said they're going to try to figure it out.
Oh,
we'll
man.
See.
If
see
the in-laws are a fight now, just wait 10 years after kids.
Yeah,
I know.
It only gets worse.
Probably a good thing they're getting a prenup because they might need it.
Yeah.
Remember, if you want to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call, you got a situation you need some help with, email us. We'll give you our advice as long as you make a very awkward phone call in exchange. It's Brooke and Jubal Morning.
Move at 92.5.